OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, that's a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And indeed I am, you guys. It is your boy, T'Angelo, here at the spot to be, and it is going down. Welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us here at the Kick It Spot, where we just have a blast. And you guys, I am so elated today. I just want to say, I just had to scream a little bit. I had to just get a good yell out. It's good for you. But I am very, like, live tonight. Today has just been, like, amazing. And I'm just full. I'm just so full of so many positive things right now. I'm excited that I, you know, I just can't help it. You got, you're wondering, like, what is it? Well, I have the EOTM Awards this weekend. And you may or may not be aware, but I am nominated for 3 awards. Yeah, I had to pause. To be honest, you guys, I just really had a time, like, I just really came into this realization of how honored I am and how humbled by this acknowledgement. I for me to be speechless is saying something, but I'm almost speechless. I am. Indeed, I am. For those, I have friends out there and supporters who just keep telling me, T'Angelo, you already got it in the bag. You know, the award is yours. And for all of your love and support, you guys, thank you. I really appreciate it. But know that I don't have any expectations. I really don't. My mother always told me that you are a winner for just being nominated. She was saying, you know, when you watch the Oscars and the Grammys and now the EOTM Awards, you'll be like, oh, dang, he didn't win. I'm in the top 4. So I may not win, but I'm good. Like, I'm going to walk in and walk out. Like, I did it. Like, I did that. I did that. So just thank you to everybody out there. I really appreciate that. And what you call it? Oh, goodness. Whew. I'm coming down. Next, you guys, I have what I'm trying to prepare for is, you know, I'm next in my preparation for the EOTM Awards is clothing. I am working on getting the right looks together, you know, the right ensemble for the right moment to make sure that I'm presenting myself in the best manner. I'm also in rehearsals right now for my onstage performance. I'm uber excited. I'm nervous, too, you guys, believe it or not. I'm really nervous to present my talent on stage. And I can't wait for everybody to see what I'm working on, but you just always want to just be prepared and try to work your craft to perfection. So no matter what happens, you kind of, like, you got it because you've already worked it. So you know how to do your performance perfectly. So if anything extra happens, you can just play with, you know, go with the punches and stuff. So that is awesome. And this, I'm celebrating my birthday tomorrow. Yeah, it's the boy T'Angelo. Yes, you guys, tomorrow is my birthday. It's going to be amazing. And last year I did the on-air birthday bash. This year I'm not doing the on-air birthday bash. We're definitely celebrating EOTM Awards. And then I'm going to continue celebrating my birthday throughout the month. So if you stay tuned to my Facebook and Twitter pages, you'll see the different events. And perhaps you'll have to come out and hang out with us. Lastly, I want to take a moment to say to the listening audience, you guys, thank you so very much. I am really honored and blessed and grateful that you guys continue to hang out here with us at the Kicker Spot. We have a blast, and just thank you, because without you, there would be no me. So my hat's off to you. Now, you guys, Tonight, we will be celebrating, you know, all things EOTM Awards. So be sure you are signed up for the EOTM, that you're signed up for the LA, the T'Angelo Live. That you signed up for the T'Angelo Live email list. If you're not, you can go to T'Angelo.com right now and click the win free tickets button and get signed up today. By clicking this, you get a chance to enter the contest to win two free tickets to the EOTM Awards. Okay, you guys? Also, I'll give you another way you can win tonight as well a little later, so just stay tuned. But just go to T'Angelo.com and click the Win Free Tickets tab, okay, and sign up there. Now, I will tell you more details about all of that when we come back.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Welcome to the Ticket Spot, and I'm your host, T'Angelo.
We are here at the Ticket Spot, and I'm your host, T'Angelo. And tonight, on Matters of the Heart, the question is, am I ready for dating? You know, a lot of us, you know, go through what we go through in life. You might take a break from a long breakup, for a dramatic breakup or a long marriage from divorce. And you're questioning, is it time to jump back into the swing of things? So I say, today, in Matters of the Heart, let's talk about it. Okay, we'll get to that. Now, also this evening, we're going to be live and turned up with CEO and founder of the EOTM, of EOTM Media. And excitingly, the EOTM Awards, which will be entrepreneurs' biggest night. So you have to be there this Sunday, August 4th at the Pacific Design Center. I know a lot of you are really wanting to attend this event. Therefore, Carl and I will be giving away two free tickets tonight. So be sure to call in or sign up at T'Angelo.com. For your chance to win, again, click and sign up on T'Angelo.com and sign up where it says win free tickets, and we will announce the winner this evening. We will be discussing, you know, when it comes to EOTM Awards, where the idea came from, what are some of the biggest hurdles she had, and most inquisitively, we're wondering, what's next for EOTM Media? Also, we are due to be joined this evening with an executive director of the EOTM Awards, which will be Monet Williams. She will also tell us some insight on this great production. I just want to let you guys know how excited and how honored I am to be a part of this event, because it is so many great categories you guys involved. We'll talk more about it, but with me being on the voting committee, I had to go through all the different nominees that I'm not involved with, and look at the different categories. And it's so much talent and so many amazing people out there doing amazing things. And one of the slogans the EOTM Award has is changing the world. Entrepreneurs who are changing the world. And from what I see, entrepreneurs really doing big things out here. We really are. And so this award show is definitely well overdue to just an honor and acknowledge people of greatness who are doing great things. And so with that said, I just hope you guys are able to make it. And if you are in Southern California, or if you're on the West Coast, you need to come on over to the EOTM Awards this Sunday so you can attend this great event. Okay? I think that's it. Make sure we have all the points on that. Oh, it starts at 6 o'clock. The award show starts at 6 o'clock, and you do not want to miss it in West Hollywood. The Pacific Design Center is a beautiful venue, might I add. So anyhow, let's get going. Before we dive into all things EOTM with Carla and Monet, and the giveaway for that matter, we're going to be visited by Teresa Price of the National College Resource Foundation Scholarship Fund. So let's speak with her. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
Hey, you guys. What's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo. Okay, so we are looking to speak with Teresa Price this evening in regards to a great event coming up that helps out our college students to raise in college funds. Do we have Teresa Price just yet? No, she hasn't made it in. Okay, so we're going to digress. We'll have to come back to that. But it is a wonderful event. R&B is going to be an R&B festival taking place this weekend also. But they are as the performers Joe, John B, After Seven will be performing live on stage, and I will be performing. Excuse me, I was stating that the R&B festival will be happening live this Saturday at the Pomona Theraplex, featuring performers Joe, John B, After Seven, just to name a few. And this event is to help the National College Resource Foundation Scholarship Fund, where they'll be raising money and raising funds for a student getting ready to go to college. You guys, if you've been following this show, you know I'm very supportive and try to be involved with the Black College Expo that tours every year, which brings the colleges to the students. And so I'm a major supporter of, you know, students going to college and be able to obtain the resources they need to make that goal and reach their highest heights. Excuse me, I'm stuttering all over myself. Let me breathe. Hold on. Let me just. Whew. Okay. With the College Expo, it's the time where the expo brings the colleges to the students, so they get opportunities to see a lot of Black colleges, a lot of private colleges, and just a lot of institutions as a whole. And from military, they focus on the student athlete. They focus on music magicians who make music. It's a lot of different entities there. And by attending events like this and being involved, you get the opportunity to help the National College Resource Foundation Fund raise money to help these students go to school and pay it all off without having a bunch of debt. We hate that. We hate that a lot. So hopefully Teresa makes it in to call a little bit later so we get a chance to hear more about this event, and we definitely want to do that, okay? But in the meantime, we will just move forward. But I will let you know, if you want more information, you can go to rnblive@fairplex.com. That's R, the letter N, B, live at fairplex.com. All righty, you guys. That will be happening there. Okay, so now let's go ahead and move into Matters of the Heart, which is, of course, a segment that's also dear to my heart. Oh, it kind of goes together. Matters of the Heart, dear to my heart. Anyhow, I do love Matters of the Heart because I love relationships and people being successful in them. And I feel that with the right tools, we can all be successful and do very well. But at times, people don't use the tools in their toolbox or just unaware of where to locate said tools. Anyhow, so for tonight's topic, the question is, am I ready to start dating again? Or should I start dating again? And I think it's a great question to raise, you know. Myself, personally, I know when I had a bad breakup, and after all the drama, you know, once you break up, the drama's not even over yet. You have to go through the whole, you know, getting out of it period where you're mentally still there and you still have this hatred and all this stuff in your heart. You have to get out of all of that before you can even move forward. And then if you need to, whatever you feel you need to do thereafter, you need to take care of. Like for myself, I took a T'Angelo break where for years I just did me. I vacationed, I partied, I soiled my royal oats. I had a blast being single, being free in Los Angeles. And eventually you said, you know what? I think it's time to cool down. I think I'm ready to, you know, settle in and snuggle up with somebody. You know, the winter season's coming around and that electric blanket is getting on my nerves. And so you think you might be ready to settle down. Well, the question is, how do you know if you're ready to start dating again? And depending how long you've been out of the dating world, getting back into it can be very intimidating. Because now you have texting and Facebooking involved. The whole digital media is another tool and entity involved in your relationships. So let's discuss a few tips. I think the first thing that you need to do, as I mentioned, is you have to let go of the ex. Okay, let's discuss that. That means no anger, no animosity. You don't have to like what happened, and you don't have to be friends with that person, but you do want to have learned, felt what you need to feel, and then move past it. Because it's not fair to the next person you start to date and talk to. And it's for guys and girls alike. I think men and women both have the same problem. There's no right way to govern if you are completely over it. It's all up to you. You know, there's lots of different emotions, including anger and denial. But before you finally get to a place where you can say, I'm accepted what has happened, and you're ready to move on. And acceptance means that you know deep in your own heart that you're loved and you are ready to give love in return, okay? So that you have love and that you're ready to give it to someone else in return, okay? And if you haven't gotten over the next person, then you need to chill by yourself. And I know a lot of people, and I have actually a sibling who does that, gets out of one relationship and jumps into another one, just jump from one to the next. Were you even really single? Like you were transitioning and all of a sudden you with somebody else again. How'd that work? And the problem with that is most relationships are two-sided coins. Regardless if he or she cheated, we both, you know, both parties have a percentage in why the relationship didn't work. And if you don't take time to look at that percentage, you're going to take those same errors and apply them to your next relationship. So let's be sure that we over the first one in all senses of the words. And now, are you the next tip you need that you can ask yourself is, are you getting back into the dating game for the right reasons? You know what I'm saying? You really have to question that as well. Some people get into the dating world simply because they're lonely and they want to feel the void of the person they broke up with. Bad idea. And that's where people go wrong. That's the rebound chick. We've all heard about the rebound chick. Girls do it too. You have the rebound dude, where you hop into something, like I mentioned earlier, real quick after processing, not a good reason. Are you getting in a relationship because you feel you're getting too old and now you have to settle down now because your biological clock is ticking? And that's not necessarily the worst thing, but if that's your only drive, you might lower your standards just because you want to reach your 35 mark. Okay, have a relationship by 35 so we can date for a year, so I'll be pregnant by 36 and have the baby. Yeah, now you're having issues because you're going to settle down or settle for someone you might not necessarily want to be with simply to reach that 35 goal. Not a good idea either. People do things like that. And then also another bad reason to get in a relationship is because all your friends are doing it. I've seen that happen too. Girls are kind of good for that. Well, all my friends are married. They're just moving on. And so, you know what? Howard looks cute. I'll marry him. Bad reasons. Again, make sure that you are truly ready. And when you are truly ready, reasons like that won't be it. You will be doing it because you are ready to make someone else happy. And that's what it should be about. It's about adding someone to your team and to your life that you can help enhance, and in return, they can enhance you. Now, this is a big one that people have a hard time with, this next tip here, which is know what you're looking for. And I think in a dating game, you can kind of get in not totally knowing at first. You should have an idea of exactly what style you want, what lifestyle you want to live, what your career goals are, and things of that nature. But you should have an idea of, you know, what you're looking for. Have an idea. Not height and weight and size and color and hair length. No, what kind of life you're looking for, what kind of partner you're looking for, what kind of teammate you're looking for. Because if you get into the game without having those ideas together, you'll be wasting a lot of people's time, your own, and money. It's just not a good look. You just have to know what kind of personalities you like. You know, what are you compatible with? Are you compatible with a person who's really giddy and funny? If not, then don't do it. And then, what characteristics do you admire in a person? Do you know? These are things that you kind of want to have an idea about. If you do not know what you're looking for, how will you know when you happen to have found? So work that out. And then, do you have time Now, this is a question I know people don't always ask themselves, but do you have time? You have to make sure you know that. You have to make sure you know if you have the time to invest in a person. Because if you don't, if you're like always at the office, always working, always, and they are having more of a 9-to-5 job and they just come home, then it's not such a good idea to maybe try to take on a long-term relationship at that moment because you're invested already in the relationship of your career. You're most likely, you can be successful in dating if you have the time and the attention to devote to the process. It is a process getting to know someone and learning how to make it work. And it's rare that people fall for the very first person that they meet, which means you need to be prepared to put some effort into getting to know this person. And, you know, if you're going to do the online dating thing, be able to write a brilliant profile of yourself. So then when people are looking at you, they kind of get an idea of who you are. You know, chatting and lining and stuff, it could be a lot. So these are a few things you can look at, you guys. And then when it comes to office date, I think ultimately the number one rule to knowing if you are ready to date is simply you will know. One day you'll just simply say, you know what, I know, and I'm ready now. Yeah, I'm ready to, you know, I'm past the ex. I'm ready to move forward. I know for me it took 3.5 years before I was ready to fully date. Like I thought I was at first, but then I kind of wasn't because I still had that selfish mentality to do what the hell I want to do. And I don't want you telling me what I can and can't do, where I can and can't go, or you want to do this. You want to be selfish with your time. You want to be completely selfish with your time. And if that's the case, you can't be in a relationship because you have to be ready to invest some of your time into the next person. So you guys, that is my tips. And we have talked about it here on Matters of the Heart, how you should know, how you know when you should start dating. If you have any tips or any other ideas that you can add to this topic, please feel free to post them. I actually have a person here who just posted, I'm not sure what love is anymore. Can't wait to find out. That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know what love is anymore. I guess it's been a while. And that could be, again, something that'll have to be worked out. So they will definitely know how to work that out. You guys, that has been our tips here on Matter of the Heart, okay? We are going to take a quick break. Actually, I have a caller on the line. Oh, looky, looky. It's a friend of the Kicker Spot who just came by to hang out. So wait a minute. Before we go to a quick break, let me invite my boy Paris Harris, Los Angeles fashionista debonair, is here at the Kicker Spot. Somebody give him something to drink and welcome him onto the show. Everybody, it's my friend Paris Harris. Good evening, Paris. How are you doing?
Good evening. I am doing well, and it was so interesting because, of course, I know there's the festivities that are going on this weekend, but I enjoyed all the fantastic tips and just the fantastic knowledge that you were talking. I was enjoying it. And I was like, well, let me get my pen and pencil. I need to write some of these things down.
Well, thank you. Well, are you dating currently?
I am not, and that whole thing, and it literally is so funny when you were saying what you were saying. I married to fashion, and so
right, and that's what I'm gonna say for you is you are so married to fashion that in my opinion, when you're ready to settle down, you're gonna have to let fashion know that he can't be the number one anymore.
Interesting. At the end of the day, that's what a lot of it, you know, that is definitely just, it is what it is.
And right, because day, it's difficult.
I think that's what I understand, but it's so interesting.
It's different because now when you're staying at the studio or at the, you know, the laboratory creating all night until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, you have to remember there's someone at home who wants to see you and wants some of your time.
True that.
Yeah, it's deep. I had to learn it because now that I'm dating, I had to learn how to balance work and relationship. And it was, at the beginning, it wasn't easy. It wasn't, I'm not going to lie. You have to make an appointment to see me like everybody else.
See, and it's just interesting. So I think at the end of the day, of course, you would be the first one to say you're glad you are, and it complements everything, and it makes life complete and everything that goes along with the reason why you decide to sacrifice. So
yeah. But yeah. Also, well, first of all, I mean, not first of all, but now moving into our segment, thank you so much for hanging out here, for coming by and visiting. What brings you over to the Kicker Spot?
Well, Carla is, this facility is this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I am so, so excited about the EOTM Awards that I don't know what to do. I want to make sure, and I hope that you have let all your listeners know that yours truly, you are one of the nominees.
I am, and we also have to let them know that yours truly, Mr. Paris Harris, is one of the nominees as well.
You are so kind. You are so kind.
Congratulations. You have put in work. And let me let you know that your reputation from has come all the way from Alaska. I heard about you in Alaska. I heard about it.
Well, it's so funny, and I just, you know, you and Carla, so, and I got to give Carla a shout-out, beyond shout. It's so funny because of, you know, I do so many fashion, oh, here's the thing, I do so many fashion shows, and as well as I'm creative director of so many different lines, as well as people don't realize that I do have my own line. And in Alaska, it's so interesting because I have a way of presenting my line that when people want me to do me, You would call up that 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was, when you were at that fashion show. I know Carla was there. I think you were there, too, when I gave not only is my clothing fashion, it's also, it goes, when people really want that, you know, that which is Paris and Harris, I give them very theatrical. So, I let them have it in Alaska. And it was so funny when I got off the stage. I remember Carla saying that she had forgotten how eccentric, you know, I'm theatrics, fashion, and marketing. That's kind of what I tell people.
And I love it. I love theatrics. I love production. I love drama. That's why I love Paris Harris.
You are so kind. Well, everybody, I mean, you know, let's talk about what's going on.
Definitely. So we have the EOTM Awards coming on, where it will be Entrepreneurs' Biggest Night, taking place this Sunday, August 4th. We're going to see you in the red carpet. Are we not, Paris Harris?
You are. You're so crazy. Oh, yes. And we're going to see you. And
do you know what you're wearing?
Excuse me?
Do you have your fashion chosen for the red carpet?
I basically got it. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, and it's so funny because I'm looking at your fantastic outfit now as we speak. And, of course,
awesome.
Where I'm at the showroom, of course. But, and it's one of the things I do, and, of course, I'm like, okay, let me tweak this, let me put this, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, I do have outfit picked out.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be such an exciting time. You know, it's going to be just all the amazing nominees, all the amazing talent. And kudos to you and Carla and the whole board and everybody that went into this, B and Dominique, and you know, there's so many people who are part of this. I think the first year is y'all turned it out the first year. I mean,
they have really, the team has really worked to make this an amazing, memorable inaugural event.
Exactly.
So for you, why do you think this event is so important?
For me, it's important because I love how basically, you know, it was so good. I was so, me and Carla really hadn't, it was so funny, Alaska, we got to do some talking. Me and Carla ain't talked off and on since, you know, literally probably 4 to 5 years ago. So it was, I loved how basically she was saying that it was, I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically I think it's an ingenious idea to basically combine those who are coming up and those who are already quote unquote up, meaning providing. Basically, I'm excited to see, you know, the newcomers basically from every genre of entertainment be basically people who've been nominated because of them being an up and coming R&B or a movie or a actor or a fashion or a talk show host or a photographer, and bring them with the people who are known, for already being famous because they are famous photographer, or they are famous actor, or they are famous reality TV personality.
Mm-hmm.
Love that jail because oh my gosh, it's so interesting as I because you know I've been I love you guys to death and I've been like tweeting and Facebooking and just promoting.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh gosh, and I ain't stopped yet. And it's just
awesome.
I can't wait to see where it goes. I cannot wait to see where this. To me, it's already done so much in 1 year. And then I saw on Carla's Facebook. I believe how USA Today has been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you guys. You know this thing. It's literally one of those things where it's going to become bigger than it's already. It's bigger than ourselves. It's got the whole. You know, it is what is, I think that you know whatever gave Carla the notion to do this when she was like going through her. You know, laid up on one night and says, I'm going to do this, as a producer myself, you know, there's a point where it's your baby, there's a point where it's your seed, it's inside the stomach, then it's born, and I just want to say, you know, I just want to say hand claps, standing ovations for getting it. I mean, we gonna shut Twitter down and had Twitter come back up again. I mean, it's insane.
Right.
Okay, that's cool because it's like so many people are excited about this, and I want to tell everybody to go and buy their tickets. I want to say it over and over again, you know, and, you know, I don't know, I'm sure you've been repeating the website over and over throughout your talk shows leading up to this and everything.
EOTMAwards.com.
There you go. And, oh, my gosh, Spanky, I can't wait. Spanky going to shut it down.
Right.
Spanky. I love her. Oh, my gosh. She's nominated for, I believe, Best, and I can look on her page. I think Best Performer or Best, I think pretty much I think Best Performer. Have you ever seen Spanky perform live? Have you?
Say once more.
Have you seen Spanky perform live?
Not live. I saw some of the video, and she looked like a lot of fun. Like
You in for some. I've had Spanky on. I think three of my shows. We had it for LA Fat. We first had it. First they had her at Fashion Minga, and then of course I brought her to my big LAR fashion show, Fashion Week show, and then also she was part of OC. She's gonna let you have it. So I'm so excited about that. But tell everybody about what your involvement. I don't mean to change wings and switches, but I want to bring some attention. I don't know, and about how excited you are.
I am definitely amazed and, you know, completely taken aback by the entire experience. And I got involved with EOTM on the radio, moved into video media, and Carla just really is a jewel and a diamond to work with because she doesn't mind giving her knowledge. And her and I have sat on the phone for many a days, many of hours, and she's just pouring out knowledge to me. And I'm sitting here trying to take notes of everything. And so it's one of those nights that almost unreal. You just can't quite. It's a unicorn. That's the best description. It's a unicorn. I can't wait to the date where we can catch it. We're going to catch this unicorn on the 4th, but right now it's just running free.
I love it. And it's so funny because you got people, of course, the fantastic dynamic Dominique and team that put together Alaska Fashion Week, of course, is also, you know, Carla and you and everybody who helped with Alaska Fashion, but of course they're coming in. We got people coming in from Alaska. I got off the phone yesterday morning with Biz Magazine. He's coming from Chicago as well as other places here in California. I mean, you got
Atlanta flying in. It's definitely a slew. It's so many people coming in for this awesome event, and it's going to be worth it. It's going to be the new talk of the town. It is going to be it.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Paris, I am so grateful that you came out to hang out with us for a spell here on the Kick and Spot. We love to have you come on again to hang out with us after the big show so I can have you on after your big win because we know you got it already. So.
You know what? You're so sweet and your big win. And at the same time, you know, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time and, you know, thank you for everything you said. And I just want to support you anytime. Let me know what I can do. If anything, at the same time.
Well, thank you. You are too kind. Well, until next time, Paris, I will see you sooner than later.
So there, I'll see you all on Sunday for sure.
All righty. Until then, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. But when we return, we will be speaking with CEO and founder of this beautiful inaugural event, the EOTM Awards. And do not forget to purchase your tickets from EOTMAwards.com. But you also have the opportunity to win your tickets here tonight free. Just go to Tanzo.com and log in and click the win free tickets. And you will definitely get the opportunity to win your free tickets to the EOTM Awards taking place this Sunday, August the 4th. You guys continue to hang around. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and we'll be right back.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Well, you guys, we are here chilling at the Ticket Spot. And I am trying to hold my composure because I am truly humbled, honored, and so grateful to have the CEO and founder of the EOTM Awards on my show. And you guys, I know y'all may be aware that me and Carla, you know, work together, and so I do get to see her and speak with her more frequently. But recently, I'm going to tell you guys really quickly how blessed and grateful I am for her because, like I was telling Paris, she truly has taken me and taught me so much more about media than I would have ever known, and that I didn't have to go to school necessarily and learn, but I learned through her. And she saw me, we met, we clicked. It was amazing, and so forever and always, she has been a dear friend, and I thank her. I love you, Carla, and let me welcome you to the Kickin' Spot. Good evening, Carla. How are you doing?
I am exhausted. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind, but I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Give away two free tickets to the 2013 EOTM Awards.
Definitely. I'm so excited. As I was preparing for today's show, I really honestly, Carla, had to step back and think, like, you know, when you work with people who are great and wonderful and fun, you kind of don't really realize it because you are just being who you are. But
right. When
I took the step back to look at who Carla B is, I was like, wow, she really, I mean, I forget I'm kind of a part of it at times.
Right.
I forget, like, I kind of help out. But just on you alone, you have really, girl, you've done it. You're doing it. And everyone's enjoying the ride. Everyone's enjoying the ride. And I just want to say thank you. Definitely thank you.
Thank you. It's definitely all about the entrepreneurs, and it's what I do. I've been doing it just, you know, giving back to Entrepreneurs on the Move since 2007, and it's what I've always wanted to do, just to be able to help in any way, to, you know, just be that motivation, that inspiration. Because I guess when I was 25, 26, you know, I kind of wish I would have had that. So I'm 45 years later. I'm just kidding.
You made it work. You made it work. Hey.
Yeah. I'm 85 and I'm here, baby.
Still making it work. That is truly awesome. Can you believe that your baby, the EOTM Awards, is only 2 days away from birth?
I can't. I promise you, I cannot believe it. It's like, I just don't know where the time went. It just flew. It was January. We made the announcement late December. And we were like, okay, we got 8 months. Yeah. I don't know where the time went. Like 2 months ago, I was like, wait, it's 2 months away. You know, but it's almost here. I'm still in amazement.
Is this not the most ambitious and bold adventure or goal you've set yourself?
I've done so much. I'm telling you, I've done so many different crazy things, and I think that's what entrepreneurship is all about, taking risks. I've taken risks since I was 19 years old, and my family has, my kids, they can attest to all the risks that I've taken, and I don't regret any of them to this day. I just wish I had a little bit more passion behind it when I was 21, but you know, it is what it is. But I can't believe it's here.
Now, has this whole goal in the awards show come together as you originally envisioned it?
Okay, now they say dream big. I didn't know it was going to be this big the first year. I knew that I wanted it to be great, and I knew how much passion everything I had. I didn't know it was going to be this big, so it's amazing. I can't mm-hmm. believe it. I'm just so grateful. But it's hard work, and through hard work, great things come. So
right.
I don't know why I'm so shocked. You know, we have an amazing team of people. Oh, my God. And Monea Williams coming aboard about 4 months ago. She's been a godsend. If you know, ever looking to connect and partner with somebody in business, you got to definitely partner with somebody that's more as ambitious as you. You know, when they're that,
mm-hmm.
and she's that. She's amazing. And you know I'm a perfectionist, but she's a perfectionist 20 times over. So it's been a blessing in so many ways, and she's been my rock. And, you know, we became really great friends. We were friends before, but just, you know, a partnership thing, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to do, you know, have somebody else believe in your dream just as much as you
mm-hmm.
believe in it. And,
right.
And just help to take things off. And I think with our whole entire team, it's been like that. It's been a beautiful ride, and I couldn't have asked for a better year than it hasn't happened yet. And I can say that because I've seen the production behind the scenes, and it's amazing.
Really?
I can't believe it's E.O. Tim Lewis. And it's amazing. And everyone involved with it, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Everybody, we are talking with Carla B. of the EOT, creator and founder of the EOTM Awards. We'll also be giving away 2 free tickets tonight to this awesome event. So be sure to go to samsung.com and sign up at the Win Free Tickets tab tonight. So, Carla, what would you say has been the biggest sacrifice you had to make during this event?
The biggest sacrifice is just having my kids sacrifice. You know, for some things, and that was the biggest thing. But I was talking to my 17-year-old recently in regards to the sacrifices that they've made, because I'm used to making sacrifices. It's what entrepreneurs do. But when you have a family, it's a little bit different. And he told me, he said, "Mom, don't even worry about it." He said, "Because if you haven't taught me anything this year, you taught me that if you believe in your dream, as passionate as you believe in your dream, then eventually everybody will believe in it, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and that's
mm-hmm.
kind of sort of what happened with these EOTM Awards. It's something that, you know, has been on the table for about 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we put it out there what it's about and what EOTM means. A lot of people didn't know, like, what's EOTM? Employee of the month, ha, ha, ha. You know, I'm like, no.
Not anymore.
Entrepreneurs of the year. Yeah, entrepreneurs on the move. And we're changing the world, baby cakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just sacrifices, you know, basically what my kids have sacrificed from. And, you know, at the end of the day, what I think they've learned from everything is that, you know, they could do whatever they want, dream big. You know, because the sky's the limit. If you have enough passion, you could do anything.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, you definitely have put together a great event. And you mentioned being a perfectionist, and I think that's where, when I first met you, that I fell in love with you because of your work ethic and your quality. It's about quality. And every time, just so you guys know, whenever me and Carla work together, it's usually like butter, because we both have a goal. And we get to be on camera, we get to be cute, and then the lights and all that. But our goal is to get the shot. Can we please get the shot, get the interview? And if for her, she want to get out the shoes, and I'm trying to find a buffet. And that's what I love. I always love that you just enjoy presenting quality material. If it ain't right, it ain't happening. And so, yeah, definitely. And then you found Monet, or not found, but you and Monet got together to put this whole thing together. And, okay, I'm going to digress because I'm about to get excited again.
Okay.
I felt it coming. So now, and this is a question, honestly, that I really wrote for me. The listeners get to hear this too, but this is kind of more of a Tiangelo question. I was thinking, so once this is over, I mean, like you said, for the last 8 months, you and the EOTM family have really been grinding to put this event out there to make it, as you know, as successful as it can be.
Right.
What's next for EOTM?
Oh, my God, so many great things. So many things in the work. I really can't talk about it now. I don't mean to sound cliche, but seriously, we're planning. This is going to be, you know, it's EOTM's award is a big thing, but the bottom line is, you know, EOTM Media, we're a new media company, and it's the EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So we're just doing more things just to really put that out there. And so it's going to be a little bit of everything that we're doing. I'll say one thing for sure. I can't even say that, but just expect more greatness.
Wait,
I can say.
You cannot do that to me. I was ready.
I'm
about to tweet it as soon as you said it.
You know, greatness, and entrepreneurs continuing to change the world. Simple as that. That's what you can expect.
All right. I was hoping to get a little juice this evening.
That's the juice, baby cakes.
Well, I'm waiting for Monadian. You know, I mean, you know, Monet may have something to tell me. She might be my friend and give me something to tweet about.
You can try it.
awesome. And you know what? One more question before we take a break. For this weekend, I know there's a handful of events going on. So can you tell us a little bit about all the events you have planned for pre-EOTM Awards?
Yeah, we have a press conference at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. Immediately after, we're having like a mixer type event / gifting suites. And then Saturday evening, we're having a pre-show gala, which is a private event. Of course, on Sunday, we got the main event, the red carpet from like 4 to 5:30-ish. 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, I could be wrong. We got to wait till Monet come. I might be messing up this timeline. But I know that, yeah, I think the show starts from 6 to 8. It runs from 6 to 8, mm-hmm. red carpet, about 4 to 5:30-ish, but don't quote me on that. And then after, we have a post-show gala, a press event for our nominees. That happened Sunday evening after the first official after party. So we have a lot of fun stuff, you know, that's going to be happening. And the bottom line is, it's a beautiful thing to be able to celebrate entrepreneurship.
I have to agree. Indeed, it is. Well, you guys, our listeners, definitely continue to hang around. You can go to tiangelo.com to sign up for your chance to win free tickets. And I will be making Carla and I will make an announcement. We'll have Monet here at that time, too, on who will win the tickets to this exciting event. Okay, guys? So let's stick around, you guys. Continue holding on. Carly, going to hang out with us for a second, yes?
Okay.
Okay, super cool. We're going to take a quick break, you guys, and we're going to talk with the founder, Caller B, and when we return, we will be getting to these free tickets, and our girl Monet Williams, will be with us. So hang out, you guys.
Celebrate Entrepreneurs' Biggest Night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded awards show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Thara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, Cece Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Donley Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookout, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barter, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think Entrepreneurship. Visit www.eotmawards.com, www.eotmawards.com for more info.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Kicker Spot with the founder and CEO of the EOTM Awards, Carla B. And, I want you guys to know that this event is going to be so many awesome things, and you just have to be in attendance. So make sure you go to EOTMAwards.com and purchase your ticket today, and be sure to meet us at the Pacific Design Center this Sunday at 6 o'clock. So our girl Monet has joined us here at the Kicker Spot. She has her nice little martini sitting on the Chase Lounge. Good evening, Monet. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. You are looking sexy and doll as ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I clean up well after a hard day's work.
Awesome. So how are you feeling 2 days away?
I know. A little nervous, but really, really excited. Overly excited. My girls, they've been all day saying, Mom, it's on Twitter. It's everywhere. And people are talking about it. And I think the more that they tell me and show me something, I'm like, oh, my God, me and Carla, what do we got ourselves into? are we ready for this? I'm like, okay, we can do this. But yeah, it's a little nervous. It's exciting though. It's exciting. Like,
right.
Damn, we good, Carla. We got this.
Right.
We good. We can do this. So.
Indeed. I'm still in awe about it all myself. Right here, Entrepreneur's Biggest Night. You did it. So with this being the inaugural event, what does the audience have to look forward to? And real quickly to the audience, to the listeners, we're speaking with Monet Williams, the executive director of the EOTM Awards. So she's a part of all the production to make sure what we see will be everything amazing. So what do we have to look forward to, Monet? What am I seeing?
Well, you're going to have some dancers that I actually choreographed the first number with a partner, Lewis Carter, who choreographed. We did an awesome piece. And then you have some amazing performers like Billy Lord, Spanky, Dimaggi, just so many. That, and they're all over right now just tweeting stuff right now, how excited they're, ready to be on the stage and perform and showing their pictures. So I believe the show is just going to be amazing. That's all I have to say about that.
I know. Doesn't you like the perfect word is amazing. It's just the perfect word.
And I forget to say you have a skit that I'm just like, I know you're going to just tear it up. They're going to be the new side of Angelo, y'all. The Angelo's going to be
so
in the
nervous.
House. You guys
I'm
just
so
stop
nervous.
And watch this man because he's awesome. So that's going to be amazing too.
I'm so nervous. I am, but I'm going to make you proud, I promise. So, Carla, with this, is there anything that you are particularly interested in seeing at the award show?
You talking to me?
I am.
Oh, okay. No, there's not one thing in particular. I'm interested in seeing every bit of it. I've read the entire show. And Amy Caron, I have to give her credit. She's
yes.
an awesome writer, and the show is amazing. I'm loved. I can't wait to meet Farrah Abraham, of course. Farrah Abraham and Eric Zulli mesh well together, and Eric's the co-host. I mean, it's everything. I want to see is, all the entrepreneurs. And the great thing about this show is that we're recognizing entrepreneurs of all facets. So it's just not corporate people, small business owners like me and Monet and you, T'Angelo. It's everybody. It's the entertainers. It's the actors. It's the indie labels, the authors. All of us are risk takers, and we deserve more homage. We don't get it enough
right.
at all. And that was one of the main reasons we wanted to do an award show, just to be able to highlight entrepreneurs, because we're the meat of the United States. You know what I'm saying? We make things going. Yeah, if it wasn't for us, we'd stimulate the economy. Come on now. So,
right.
Yeah, we need more accolades, and this is definitely for y'all, all of you. And all
right. So for you, Monet, my question is, out of the entire process, what has been the most rewarding part for you so far?
The rewarding part is actually seeing everybody talk about the show and get excited. And actually, my rewarding part is the day when – all the nominees are there, even if the particular nominees have not won. They're all
mm-hmm.
a winner, regardless if they have not made, if they have not received that one award. They're still all winners in my book and Carla's
right.
book. So just to see their smiles and to come together and network and be recognized, that's the best mm-hmm. right there.
That's
yeah.
awesome. So now, Monet, with the show being so what it is, the next up-and-comers are watching, thinking, I want to be a part of. Next year, I have to be on the EOTM Awards stage. What should an artist do to be on your stage?
Well, I would say be an entrepreneur and be 100% at doing it. Because we'll find you, you'll find us, and when we put it out there to submit, so you can be recognized, just do it. I mean, it's not really anything, hard to do. It's just be an entrepreneur, stick to it. It's in your
and
heart,
your, mm-hmm.
and let us recognize you. That's it.
All right, because I know when I was that young artist, I was always watching these events like, oh, I wanted to do it. And so for the young artists listening, Monet has said it, master your craft. You want to be on the stage? Master your craft. And she'll see you. because you're doing it. That is awesome. So to Monet and Carl, I present this question, and we'll start with you, Monet. With this type of show, you were having to deal with a lot of artists and a lot of divas in the artist world. How has it been handling a multitude of people? Monet, you first.
Well, put it like this. They just got to deal with me and Carla because we the divas and everything. we like, you important, but we important too. So that's how we look at it. We look at everybody as the same level. You a diva, I'm
right.
a diva as well. And we just handle our business. We both all are trying to accomplish something, even though we are putting on an award show. They're also trying to actually just get them recognized as an entrepreneur. So we all have something in common. It's just that we're able to put an award show on. So I'm a diva, they're a diva, and we just handle it the same.
Okay.
The ordinary people.
Carla, for you, was there any diva shit that you bumped into that you had to kind of figure how to move yourself through?
So much, but I think that's a part of the industry, you know, mm-hmm. and it is what it is. When you get hit to a certain status, you know, a lot of people figure they're it. And it's okay. We can deal with it. You know, I have no problem with smiling and you know, doing what I got to do to be able to get the job done. At the end of the day, if you're too much of a diva, I might not deal with you next year. You know, that's how I have to do, you know, X them out. But, you know, it is what it is. You live and learn. But I think everyone that we've dealt with have been pretty much, you know, mostly pretty much beautiful individuals to work with.
Okay. So, Carla, I do have a question for you that was a big to-do when you made this decision, and you might know where I'm going with this, but everyone wanted to know what was your motivation for choosing the controversial host of Farrah?
Okay.
People had positive and negative thoughts
right.
about it. So,
okay, my
how's
thing
that
is
decision?
We were looking for, you know, so an entrepreneur, of course, someone who, you know, was a risk taker, someone who wasn't, you know, was passionate about what they believe in. Definitely an entrepreneur, outspoken, just not afraid
mm-hmm.
to settle, not afraid to take chances. And we were looking at a lot of people. We were approached by the Farrah Abraham camp, and we thought, you know, long and hard, because we know that she had this, put out that sex tape. And I listened to a couple of her interviews and, you know, did a little bit of research on her. And when I was done, I was like, wow,
mm-hmm.
this girl is something. I mean,
right.
you know, she was a teen mom. She went back to college. She has 2 degrees. She's, what,
mm-hmm.
21.
Mm-hmm.
She's raised, you know, she's raising her daughter. She wrote a book, a couple books. She launched a spaghetti sauce called Mom and Me about a year ago. I mean, if she's not an entrepreneur, I don't know what is. And then speaking of the sex tape, okay, you know, in this industry, you're approached by a lot of different people, and a lot of times it's your reputation that, you know, approaches you on certain things. And what, for whatever reason, she, you know, I don't know what, you know, how it happened, but
mm-hmm.
she made the decision to do it, and she made a lot of money behind it. So if you can broker a sex tape and make over $1 million from it, I mean, if Donald Trump would say today, that's an entrepreneur. That's the girl
right.
who knows how to make some money. So for individuals that have issues with, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, everybody, you know, be somebody to say something about anything. But when it came to her, I'm like, I told Monet, I'm like, girl, I know it's going to cause a little bit of controversy, but if this girl ain't no entrepreneur, I don't know who else is. And
okay.
I think that,
she
you know,
playing.
We can definitely turn this. Yeah, we can definitely turn some stuff around. And Farrah Abraham is a beautiful person inside and out. She has a beautiful heart, and she is concerned about, you know, something. You know, she cares about what people think of her, and I think that makes her human. But at the end of the day, like I told her, you rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling people I'm rich, yeah, you know, whatever, you know. And that's what it is. You know, we have to, you know, do what we got to do. And she's done it. She's an entrepreneur. And I'm excited to have her host our inaugural awards show. And she's an inspiration. And I hope young teenagers really see that. I'm not even talking about the sex tape thing, but everything she's accomplished since that, because, you know, even before that, she was an entrepreneur.
Right.
That just put the icing on the cake. So my hat is off to Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, and she's a friend of the show. She was on here and spoke very well. I can't wait to meet her. She's going to be, she's fun right. and youthful. But for Monet, so when you got the call, I have to ask you. So you're sitting at home with your cup of tea, you know, hanging out, and we get the call, and she says she wants Farrell Hammond as a host. What was your original thought?
I said, hey, why not? I mean, you know, just because she did a sex tape, so a lot of us got stuff out there. It might not have made that much money, but we all got some out there. I mean, you know, what is this? Well, what do we see today? What we see on the TV? A lot of us, right? So she just, you know, she just did it. But I'm looking at her as an individual. She does so many other things besides that sex tape.
Right.
And that's what one of the entrepreneurs is. We're recognizing she wrote a book. She does so many things, so people start looking at that sex tape, look at her. You know what I'm saying? The other side of her. We all have things in this world that people do not like, and we go on, right?
We do.
So let's just recognize the positive stuff about her that we do like. And I think she's a beautiful person. I put my hats off for her to keep going on and dealing with the negative of what people say.
All
That's
right, now, well, y'all.
All
right, there you go. Well, also, I just had to ask, because I know the listeners, everyone was definitely wondering. And after she got off the show last time, Carla can contest, we were getting all kinds of tweets, love and hate tweets for the gods. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, good looking out, Farrah. She got us really trending now. Well, awesome. Well, I'm excited, and I think it'll be a great opportunity. Well, we are gearing up, ladies, to give away two free tickets to the EOTM Awards taking place this Sunday, August the 4th, at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. So to all the listeners, this is your last chance. You want to go to tangible.com, click the Win Free Tickets button, or you can also give the radio show a call at 718-664-6543. Again, at 718-664-6543 for your chance to win the two free tickets tonight for this celebrity star-studded event. So, ladies, can we continue to hang on another moment while we give away these free tickets?
Sure.
All righty. Well, everyone, you guys stick around. We're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back after this.
What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
She's up all night to the sun. lucky. We're up all night to get 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 lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
And you are chilling here at the Kicker Spot, and we are being visited with CEO and founder of the EOTM Media and EOTM Awards, Carla B., and executive director of the EOTM Awards, Monet Williams. Ladies, are you ready to give away these tickets?
Yes.
I am super excited. You know how hard it is to tweet and dance to that last song? Just want to make that, like, just want to say that. I was trying to get lucky.
Wow.
Okay, awesome. Well, before let's just go ahead and get into it. We're going to just take the first caller on the line, and to that caller, this will be your big break to be in front of industry professionals at the Entrepreneur's Biggest Night. And these are not just any entrepreneurs. These are the entrepreneurs that are changing the world. So without further ado, here we go. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's take our first caller. Caller, are you on the line? Hello? Caller, are you there?
424-224-219. You're live.
You're live on air. What's going on? Hello? We can't hear you. I can hear background noise, but we can't hear anybody. I know someone's there. Okay. Well.
All righty.
I would hate for them to lose the opportunity for the Entrepreneur's Biggest Night. We're going to have to take their number down or something. I would hate to just move on. Is that what we do on radio shows? We just move on?
Yes. Well, we do move on if they're scared.
Yeah, that's what we do. Okay, well, I'm going to go actually to the login. We have people who logged in actually who sent their request in via email, so we'll have to just hit them back on the email circuit. So let me go ahead and pull up the first one here. Let's see, this is the big moment, ladies. Here we go.
Okay.
So the winner of the two tickets to the EOTM Award is going to go to Tammy Kim. Actually, Tammy Kim, you have just won two free tickets to the EOTM Award. I won't read her email address on the air. But awesome. So, Monet, let Tammy know what she's just won. What experience has she just gotten herself into?
You have won the best experience to be in a house of some of the greatest performers, actors, actresses, book writers, you name it.
It's going down.
It is going down.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even ask you. I'm sorry. And so to Tammy, we'll get you your tickets, hon. Congratulations, all right? So I have to ask Monet, because she be dressed. I didn't ask. Have you got your outfit, your gown? Or what are you wearing?
Oh, I can't tell you. But, yeah, I got my – you know I got my stuff.
I just thought about it, because you be having a gown with the hair hooked up to
Girl, I just spent the whole day since 1 o'clock and trying to get my stuff done. I had to take off some eyelashes, though, but, yes.
Oh, yeah, you guys, listen, you're going to have to check out Monet, because you're going to have to check her out. She's going to let you know she's there, because the fashion is going to be, as Paris Harris would say, fashion.
That's exactly what I'm trying to hang with my partner, Carla, now.
All
Girl,
right.
I can't
yes.
touch that. I'm like, you can't touch Monet. Done.
No. You're like, you can't touch Monet and Carla. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Carla's gonna do it too. Carla, we're gonna have to bring the staircase from the Dolby Theater. So we can walk down the staircase.
Yes, we did it. Yeah, me and Tangelo. Yeah, that's what's up. We definitely
got to
do our Oscar worthy walking down the stair type thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's we're probably see some video of that actually with my production. So y'all have a chance to relive it.
Awesome.
But anyhow, ladies. Yes, please.
I know that you're going to let us go, but I did want to say something. I wanted to share a quote. It's a quote that is so, like, fitting to our award show. Hint, hint, Monet and Angel, Tara, yeah. I don't know if you guys can fit it into the show. But I wanted to share a quote with your listeners, Tangelo, because this right here is a quote by Steve Jobs, and I wish I could say that he was one of my mentors in spirit. Started studying him, you know, been a long time ago, but just the past 5 years, I've really, you know, like, watched what he did and really trying to model my life after this great entrepreneur. But I want to share this quote. Can I? All right.
Please
do. One of my most favorite quotes. It's here, and this is who the show is dedicated to, entrepreneurs like us. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square hole, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. That's by Steve Jobs. Love that quote. Can we see Monet somehow? I can even say that at the end of the show or something. Hint, hint. Production team, everything can happen. But
awesome,
I want to say that with your listeners, Angelo, thank you so much for having me on the show, Monet, and having, you know, us being able to share this great event that happens August the 4th at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, California, because we are not trying, but we are changing the world with the Entrepreneurism Move on the Awards. So, hope to see all of your listeners there.
Yes.
Indeed. Any final words from you, Monet?
Hope to see you there. We are going to have a great show. And Carla, love you. Let's do this.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see you tomorrow, girlfriend. Thanks, Tangelo.
I'll see you too.
You're welcome,
you,
ladies.
Tangelo.
You guys have a great night. Well, to the listeners, it has been another amazing night chilling here at the Kickin' Spot. Oh, my goodness. And like Carla drunk up all my wine, and she done just left and took the bottle with her. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Anywho, that's how it goes down to Kickin' Spot, you guys. It has been amazing. I'm your host, Tangelo. Be sure to pick up your tickets, or matter of fact, order them. It's 2013, Tangelo. Sorry. Order your tickets online at the EOTMAwards.com. You heard me, EOTMAwards.com, for the inaugural event taking place this Sunday, August the 4th at 6 o'clock. Well, until next time, you guys, this, as we shall know, will be entrepreneurs' biggest night. I'm uber excited, you guys. I truly am. So thank you to my guests, Carla and Monet, for coming by. Also, early in the show, we discussed the R&B Festival, R&B Live Festival for the National College Resource Foundation. Be sure to check them out. You can go to R&B LiveTheraplex.com for more information. You guys, be sure to help our youth. Education, higher education, reaching their goals is very, very important. Congratulations to all of the nominees for the Entrepreneurs Awards. You got Entrepreneurs on the Move Award. Everyone is a winner. Know that everyone is truly a winner. And I look forward to seeing you all there. Until next time, you guys, be sure to sign up for the Tangelo Live Blast at Tangelo.com. I love you, and I will see you soon. Until next time, live life to the fullest. And I'm your host, Tangelo.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the kicker spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, Tangelo.
Tangelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
Tangelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Tangelo.
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, Tangelo.